John, blue skies, that means the spring game should see some good weather, we hope.
It's about time we see some blue sky, isn't it? I was distracted driving my kids to school this morning.
Well, let's talk about Michigan State football's spring game. Give us all the details, starting with the kids' camp tomorrow morning.
Yeah, the youth clinic is certainly one of the highlights of the weekend for sure, Tony. That's for children ages 8 to 12. And it runs from 10 to 11:30 on the practice fields behind the Duffy Doherty football building. And we normally open the gates around 9:30 or so, but it's a ton of fun. We usually have anywhere from 600 to 800 kids out there. No football equipment necessary. Just come with a great attitude and learn some fundamentals of the game. But the neat part about it, Tony, is the players coach the different stations. And that's an opportunity for not only for the young people to get to meet the players and get to know them. And they're no longer just a jersey number. They can put a face with that number and really get to interact. So I know they really look forward to it. Obviously, also get some instruction from our coaching staff, but that'll be a lot of fun. Again, that's from 10 to 11:30, and then after that, there's an autograph session for all the kids that participate in the clinic, and that runs from 11:30 until 12:15, and then they jump into meetings real quick, head over to the stadium about 1:10 or so for warm-ups, and we'll kick that thing off at 1:30 tomorrow afternoon, and certainly with the improving weather forecast and the sunshine tomorrow, you know, our hope is that we'll have a crowd in there somewhere between 30 and 40,000, which would be fantastic.
John Lewandowski has supervised the public relations effort for MSU's 25 varsity sports. He's seen a lot. John, the vibe different for this football team coming off that great season. A lot is expected of them. You ever seen anything like this? What's your take on what we're seeing and hearing about this coming year's team?
You know, there's a couple of things for sure, Tony, that you notice. One, certainly expectations are going to be higher. You know, when they talk about Michigan State being a contender for the division championship. But number two, I think that the student athletes understand that in the past when expectations have been high, sometimes it's been difficult to meet those. So they learned, I think, a valuable lesson a year ago, and it really started during winter conditioning in the spring, where that there's nothing given. You have to go out there and earn everything. And they also understand that this coming season, Bullseye is going to be on their back. They're not going to enter the season as being a second projected second division team in the Big Ten. They're going to go in there as one of the favorites. And I think the 11 wins last year, certainly they were satisfied with that and loved winning the championship ring. However, they did like the way they finished in a couple of the football games. And you know, Coach talks about those being games that you can measure up. So, you know, the difference a year ago, Tony, was the fact that we won so many close games at the end. There's a difficult stretch during the schedule for sure, but I think the biggest thing is Coach has made it very clear, you know, last year was special, but that can't be our crowning moment. We want to go out there and win multiple championships, and that's how that you start establishing yourself as an elite football team. Certainly a trip to a Rose Bowl or a BCS bowl game, all those goals are out there.
John, I found it interesting. There were some players who had run-ins with the law, and it was decided that these guys should just come out, talk about it, get it over with, as opposed to not doing that. I think a lot of us in the media appreciated that opportunity, and in listening to the kids, I think that they were more fearful, not for themselves, but of what Coach and their moms and dads would say.
There's no question, you know, Tony, and I know because I'm in those meetings, especially when camp starts in August, they understand that there's a responsibility that goes along with wearing that jersey. It's not a right, it's a privilege. And I certainly think that they go through that period where they understand they've let down so many people, especially for a young player like Max Boa. I think it really brought into focus, you know, hey, I've got some huge shoes to fill with the loss of a two-time All-American in Gray Jones. And even though Brian Linthicum has played a lot of football, he played behind Charlie Gant, who got most of the attention at that position, and he really never had been in the media spotlight before. So I think it's things that they will certainly grow and learn from, but they understand that when you're part of a family like a Michigan State football team, you represent not only your 105 teammates, you represent your family, you represent the coaching staff, you represent the entire community and everyone connected with it. And there's a great deal of responsibility that goes along with that. And sometimes there are growing pains that they have to go through, but both of them felt like They needed to focus on football early in camp, but certainly before the spring game, they knew it was time that they had to more or less face the music and address their situation to the public through the media.
All right, and John, tell us what you can about the basketball game on the aircraft carrier. I believe it's 11-11-11. I don't think the official acknowledgement of this has come out yet because you're still trying to dot the I's and cross the T's.
Absolutely. They're still trying to work out some of the logistics. My concern, Tony, is I'm trying to figure out how I can make sure that I'm on the AD's list to get one of those tickets. That's the only thing I worry about. You know, but what's funny, Tony, is that thing probably started conceptually 9 years ago, and to finally see that thing come into fruition. Again, it just shows that, you know, Mark Hollis is somebody who likes to think outside the box. I think it would be a great event, great way to salute the servicemen and women who serve the country. And I know it's something that the players are already talking about and looking forward to.
All right, and before we let you go, John, one more time, give us the details, start times for the youth camp and the spring football game tomorrow.
Sure. Again, the youth clinic's from 10 to 11:30. That's on the practice fields behind the Duffy building, and that's for kids 8 to 12, and the gates will open about 9:30 over there. And then the autograph session following from 11:30 to 12:15. Guys will go over about 1:10 for warm-ups, and we'll kick it off at 1:30. And the one thing I should mention, Tony, you know, it's the usual parking lots are available. Again, all this is free, no charge for the parking, no charge for admission to the game. The one thing people should take into account if they normally park at the Breslin Center, there is an event there this weekend, and that lot will be full by 7:30 tomorrow morning.
So if folks want more information, they can go to MSUSpartans.com.
Absolutely.
All right, John Lewandowski, the Sports Information Director for MSU Athletics. Thanks, John.
Anytime, Tony. Thanks so much.